Welcome to H. Rodney Rodney Talks for the Superstars. Tonight's guest, the incredible.
Oh, whoa, boy.
Wow.
Man, I like how we're sitting in a slightly obtuse left semicircle. Tony.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, how's it going? Everybody good?
Everything's good over here.
Everybody good?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mike Robertson Boulevard on February 7th.
That's what it is.
2017.
Already?
2017.
Man, tell me about it, man. Y'all having a good day, everybody?
Oh, yes.
Man, we got some lovely ladies on the set today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And they're going to play a major purpose in today's message to all you suckers out there.
Oh.
And all you busters.
Ah.
And all you dudes that come up short. Year after year after
In
year
many
after
ways.
Year.
Oh, wow. Are we really going to really?
Yes.
I just took
you
it
just,
there.
Okay.
So
you know what? Well, then
there.
Let's take it.
Today, let's
from
take
there.
It there. So, y'all going to learn today, man, what to do and what not to do to be successful, man. Now, listen, I do know that Valentine's Day is some bullshit.
Yes
I do know. I'm crystal clear, man. I'm the king of knowing that shit. But the shit is still a thing, and it means something, man. So you got to show up, man. You got to step your game up,
Valentine's
man.
Valentine's
right?
Day is not bullshit, Mike.
Man, it is,
not,
man.
It is
but
not
it is
bullshit.
Not.
We got to have the opposer. We got to have one.
Yes. It's,
at least one.
Devil's
man.
Valentine's Day is not some bullshit.
Nah, you know what? It's not. It's only bullshit if you let it be bullshit.
Exactly. You got to make it count.
Exactly. You got to make it special because this shit could be special, man. It could be beautiful, man. Shit could change your life.
Do you have to make it special, though?
You don't have to, but
you don't
can.
Have to, and many do not. And many do not.
But you can.
I ain't celebrated that shit in so long. Yep.
All right. Let me introduce everybody before we go any further.
Let's start that way, man.
Oh, I know. We start that way. Look at their beautiful smiles and stuff. All right. To the left, I got my homegirl, actress and comedian,
yes.
And old school homegirl from the East Coast, living in L.A. My homegirl, Toni Ringo, in the place to be. What's up?
Hey. What's up? Great to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ah, you like that?
I do.
I got the little clip claps.
Yeah.
All right, next, before we dig in, my other homegirl, comedian, who gets busy every time I see her.
Busy, huh?
I mean,
on the stage.
On the stage. Oh, she does her show live.
Ooh, get you that lean back. I get busy too.
All right. Give it up for my girl Keela in the place
Thank
to be.
Thank you. What's Love. Up, y'all? I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Also next to me, someone that I just met very recently, and we had a cool conversation, and she got a lot of spark in her. A very, very hot artists out here on the West Coast. Want to give it up to Jazzy.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for joining.
Away state.
Thanks for joining. Yeah.
Big dreams in the house.
Big dreams. Scoot up some.
Hashtag big dreams.
We want to hear you.
Mm. All so little girl, big dreams in the house. That's
yeah,
what I said.
There you go.
There you go.
Then to the right, we got the one and only. The who
Most
are you?
Interesting comic in the world, Melrose Uncut.
Whoa, who could compete with that, man? How can you compete?
Uncut, uncircumcised.
All of those.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
damn. Psychic and an artist.
Damn, you got
been
the
told.
X-ray vision, huh?
Told.
You can tell. Can you tell? Can y'all tell
yes.
when niggas is uncircumcised?
That's one thing I just never have talked about, but you can tell.
Really?
From the outside.
From the outside of the jeans?
From the outside of the person's aura.
Ooh.
Oh, they giving off uncircumcised aura?
You giving
that's
off
an aura?
You might be right.
You might be right.
Sometimes I just see a motherfucker and be like, uncircumcised nigga. I said he might be nice, but
watch
I don't
out
know about
that. You won't. Uncircumcised aura out there.
Watch out for those uncircumcised vibes. I'm not saying that's bad.
That's
or
not
wrong.
Bad. Just
not
look
bad.
Out for it.
You just gotta be clean.
I'm just you're saying.
Right. You just gotta have really good hygiene.
But what's the vibe though?
That's what oh I man, it's just a lot
you
of extra
tell.
Shit.
So I just kind of
No, I'm just playing with you. But, I mean, sometimes they just be acting different, you know, and you're just like, there's just something different about that.
And then niggas
right
take
there.
Their pants off and you
and
be like,
and then they take their feet out. And that happened to me before. There and I was is. Like, it is.
Damn.
All
okay.
uncircumcised, they need love on Valentine's Day. So
they do.
Like
all, to all that's the right, circumcised man. Gentlemen out there.
Y'all hold it
too?
Down and tuck it in.
Can we get some claps? Can we get some claps for the uncircumcised niggas out there?
Yeah.
Let's get some claps.
Just be clean. You gotta have good hygiene.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Damn. That is funny. Man, dude. Well, now we know something, y'all. Look, hey. y'all got to change
there's
y'all walk
aura,
or something.
Nigga, there's an aura. There's an aura. That nigga can't even hide. Like, yo, that's...
Yeah, he got a glow about him and shit, nigga. Dude.
But it goes the same with women, though. You know what I'm saying? If you got a stank-ass...
Uncircumcised
woman? No, you got a stank-ass pussy, the bitch be walking stank. And you know that shit. You know. You know. You
walking
can tell.
Stank. Oh, no.
A lot of niggas got fooled, though. A lot of niggas have been fooled.
Say
like, wait, that's a clean pussy walk. Wait a minute.
I was
minute.
About to say.
Damn, girl, where'd you get that clean pussy walk?
That's it. Wait a minute.
That clean pussy clean. Walk, though.
You are floating.
I just used some wet wipes like 2 hours ago. How the fuck you know?
Yeah, oh damn. You are a floater.
That's a summer eve cover up. I see.
Dude, man.
You said summer eve.
Summer
you
should
wild.
Always be even.
Yeah, that's not. It should just
summer
be summer
eve cover up right there. I know what that is.
Summer fresh.
Summer fresh.
It shouldn't just be summer fresh.
Damn, man.
Always.
That's good. Niggas can at least be shame. February fresh, goddammit. Right. That's what we are right now.
That's right.
That's right.
Damn. All right, look. So look, tell me, let's just get to it. Does Valentine's Day matter?
Yes.
Yes. Why does it matter?
It matters because men think that it has to be some extravagant Tiffany box big gift. Really, women, we just need a little token of appreciation. Mm. Bring me one rose. Bring me my favorite cookie.
One
bring
rose. Yeah, right. I've done that. That's nothing. Oh, yeah, the old rose technique, huh?
Yeah. I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be like...
What if a dude writes you a poem? Like... Go old school. He just hit you up. He like,
that's Claire.
He outside your house. He reading you a poem. Would you like that?
No, seriously.
Okay.
That's Claire right there.
All y'all dudes with the poems, call in 323-293.
Where your game at, homie? Call
I
in.
Get you on Valentine's Day when Miss Tony threw a poem. I like this. This is a good vibe in here. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, get your poem cracking. Okay, so wait. What about you, Akilah? You said it don't matter. I'm unsure about what you said.
Time was Grinch before the
before we turned this
first
shit on
all,
you was like I slap
I am
you with
not,
some chocolate.
No I am not in any way bitter towards love. I embrace love. Okay. I am bitter towards the fake holiday of celebrating
it.
So on Valentine's Day when I have a dude, I tell him don't get me nothing on Valentine's Day.
Oh man.
Cuz every other day of the year, you better show me you fucking love me. Don't
there
do it. There
it
on
is. It
that's
is.
The secret to Valentine's Day. Every other
damn.
Day. You supposed to day. October 22nd, you supposed to bam, baby, I got you that little poem notebook you said you wanted. You know what I'm saying? Oh, baby, I got you that little, you know, you said you wanted to go to the spa. It's December 1st. It ain't even no holiday. Valentine's Day come. I'm like, girl, please, my nigga always
show
do good
over.
For me. Not
show
just
over.
Today.
All right.
Nah.
Valentine's
Day is
today.
Every day.
That takes
away the significance.
Valentine's Day is
of Valentine's
only to show
day.
Off to your homegirl what your dude got. And if he doing that all year, I don't need to show nothing on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. That's the way I truly feel like it's a
okay,
no
look.
Other day. Do I see a girl post like my dude did this Valentine's Day? You try to outshow the lady at your job, but you know your dude ain't shit though.
I know you got more balloons by your desk.
He got more. The
more
a dude cheats, the more he got.
It only happens on February 14th.
But look, let's just be honest. There is no dude that does shit for you special every other day, 364 days.
Well,
no,
I'm not talking right? about the roses
unicorns
and stuff.
Exist.
I'm talking about the dates. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
That nigga ain't.
Nah, that's
we got a caller.
Exist.
We got a caller.
Ooh.
We got some Valentine's Day
call
in.
It might be your poem, girl. It might be your
hey,
poem.
Hey, man. Let's take this. What's up, caller? What's cracking?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Buff from the Old Heads.
What's up, Buff? You hearing this yo. Mess, man?
Yeah, man. First of all,
where's your poem?
First of all, I'm not going to get poetic on you.
Man.
For real, though. Old girl with the Afro puffs, I'm feeling her.
Hey,
check it out.
Straight up.
Like, my favorite shit was my ex and I. We didn't ever go for that Valentine's Day bullshit.
Ah,
like, raise the price up on roses.
See what I'm saying? It's a hoax.
Not the ex and I. Nigga, he didn't go for the shit. She was all about it.
Nigga.
All year long, be poetic with her all year long, give her flowers all year long.
I know your ass ain't poetic all year long.
How you know? How you know?
I know.
His name Buff.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
You sound like he laying on the couch. Flowers for his ladies.
Nah, he sound like he laying on the couch right now, nigga, with his feet up, motherfucker.
Because his girl is rubbing his feet.
Yeah,
he just woke up at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Productive
what
guy.
What you be doing?
That's a faithful listener right there. He woke up for the show.
Word up, nigga. But, yo, before though, you don't need no special, like, Hallmark to tell you when to love your girl.
Oh, man. What a buster. Yeah, all right, man.
Let me say one more thing. Old girl with the she feeling dudes. With the uncircumcised, them niggas walk around like fucking pigpen. They need to wash their hands.
Exactly.
I never said I was feeling them. Let's correct that right there, right now.
Hey, but look, why are you talking about other niggas' dicks, though?
that part right there, though.
So ridiculous.
That's what I want to talk about.
Pull back. No pun.
I mean, yeah. Here we go. Are you uncircumcised?
Yeah, must be.
Pull back.
It's okay. That's why I said it's okay.
No, that nigga got... Oh my goodness. He got half... circumcised. This shit slip one side. All right, nigga, bye.
He has
man.
A mock turtle right, back.
All right, man. Holler back.
The mock.
Wow. Hey.
So, all right. So, I feel what you're saying, though. Look, I wish life was like that. Yeah. And I would just tell you, man, it would be great. And if I could just accomplish such a thing with just being loved all
I
year
think it's
long
a lot of pressure
and not
on
having
dudes.
To bring
I
it to no special day.
It is. I think it's a lot of pressure
it
on dudes.
But I think that men are missing it. It doesn't have to be an extravaganza. It can just be the smallest little token that you actually thought about that it's November.
Now, that's
November.
Not true.
She's like, wait, what
that's
day is
February 14th.
The smallest token.
That's
like,
not true.
Like, it's... circle the calendar on the refrigerator. Like, yeah. Baby, you see that shit right
there? Get her... a cookie. She's going to be happy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ain't no lady's about to be 2 years in a cookie.
A cookie? Hell yeah.
Valentine's Day is to brag to your homegirl what you'll do. I'm telling you, if we didn't talk to our homegirls the next day, if the next day it was like, you cannot tell your homegirl what you got, dude, we wouldn't get nothing for Valentine's Day. See? It's to brag to the next lady what your dude got you. It's really,
that's the,
no, it's like
that's
a show-off thing.
Unnecessary pressure that y'all put on dudes right now. Like, a nigga just want to be able to say, you know what? I know who you are. I did this special for you and right. Your part, like who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll accept a little blue box. For sure.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Okay, you getting me something from Tiffany? I don't hate you.
Okay.
Where do you go after?
Day
see, that's the thing.
Best.
Where do you go after that? Like, this year's Tiffany's.
Cartier.
You know what I'm saying? You just keep growing up. Like, homie, if you ain't stepping it up, you ain't hustling then.
That's why you got to start.
You ain't going backwards,
you
no.
Got to start small.
Cartier.
Start small.
With that one roll.
Get some sweethearts, bitch.
Yes. Graduate to the half a dozen.
You know.
Then hit the dozen.
Right.
Then do two dozen.
It's a must, dude.
You can't do from the one to the half a dozen.
You from the one to the half to the dozen to the two dozen. That's
listen,
how
let
you
me
multiply.
Tell, let me tell, give you all you guys a hint. Trader Joe's has the best flowers.
Trader
for a very
Joe's.
Small amount of money. It doesn't have
Trader
to be
Joe's
extravagant.
For Trader Hoes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Trader Joe's.
Hey,
make
look,
her feel special.
Let me tell y'all this, right? Because Melrose has a point. And when I first... got married, basically. Mm-hmm. I did the bombest shit ever on Valentine's Day. And it got me married and shit.
Oh, wow. Write this down. Y'all take notes. Take notes.
Here's what I did, right? Y'all know how, like, at the beach, at down, like, by, like, Toes Beach or whatever, how they have the little lifeguard shacks and shit?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, in February, they closed, right? Nobody ain't there because ain't nobody at the beach, right?
Right.
So, I got my homie to take, like, a little table out there and take two chairs.
You had assistance.
And had some wine and a little radio and everything. So, I got her favorite wine. I got her favorite song that he hit on the tape and shit. Mm. And this nigga was into it, too. He had a little suit on and he was like,
oh,
wine.
Nice.
Real assistance.
And nigga... And when we got to the sand, you know how, like, from the sidewalk part, you got to walk far in the sand. So, like,
right.
I took her little shoes and was holding her and stuff, was carrying. She was like, what the fuck? What are we doing? Like, just chill. And we got out there. That shit was so lovely. It was
that's
special. She just couldn't even handle herself, dude.
That's
if you caught her right now, she probably still smiling. So that shit fucked me up so because the next year I was garbage.
What do you do? Yeah, like
you can't go big. You got to start small. That's so I'm saying man, you can't go big on the first time.
But I mean either that or just process. Get a new chick. And just keep using that process.
Wow, right we ooh. Have moved on.
And, but look,
to
and then other chicks will be waiting time. There. Like you know he gonna saying? Be here and shit in 10 minutes.
You know what the most important thing I heard in that story was that you listened to her. She said her favorite song exactly. and her favorite wine.
That's what. Always
that's
wine.
What I think. That's Valentine. It's important to listen.
Every
like
day.
Listening. It's not about the chocolate, the roses. Like if your girl was like, I just can't find me a good pen around this bitch. I can't.
Damn, nigga,
can't
come through with that special.
Valentine's Day, you come through with that
brave.
And she like, have you been listening?
Ooh,
fellas, give your ladies listening skills.
Give her some Valentine's. Ear.
Give her some that's of that ear love. Ear.
Sometimes
that
I don't even love. Be hearing it, and I be like, for real, yeah.
That ear.
You
got to
make a mental
note. I don't know what
note.
You said.
Yeah.
I don't be listening.
I
don't be listening to none
not
of
to
that.
Everything.
At all?
Mm-mm.
Details.
Mm-mm.
Details.
Nah.
See, and y'all see, thought I was the
up.
Grinch. I think we found the Grinch.
Hey, look, that's fucked up.
Yeah, like you don't.
My bad. All so I care about is what I'm doing.
Yeah, so you just
how I be grinding.
You just be talking.
You know what I'm saying?
If you don't listen, you be talking.
No, he got to listen to me. I ain't got to listen to him.
That's what I'm saying. You do all the talking.
What,
that's
so what I'm do you nah. get? What about getting dudes something on Valentine's Day?
See we that part?
Crucial.
What do the fellas want? What do fellas want?
See, look, I really don't care. Honestly, when I say this, really, you don't have to get me jacked. And not even like a cute thing that said you remember. You don't have to give me shit. I don't want no not, pressure. What?
Not even like sexual favor. So, bitch, like you've been with her and she's like, nah, I'm not going to give you no head. I'm not going to fuck you tonight. I'm not going to do shit with you because you don't want shit.
No, I'm talking about paid shit.
See, that's still, but see, that's still something, though.
Give
still, you know what I'm saying? Y'all complaining. Exactly. I got to buy her roses.
We can share
I
free items.
I mean, it's like, it's
wait,
the
we
same.
We all know blowjobs are for special occasions.
Items. Oh.
That's just how I feel about Valentine's Day, ladies.
Tuesday is special,
ladies
ain't,
and
it?
Gents.
Ain't it a special
no,
Tuesday?
No, October 4th, randomly, you go to the job, give your man a blowjob, walk out the door to fuck his head up.
Whoa.
You can't do it on your anniversary. Ooh. He already know it's right. coming on the anniversary.
Okay, so
Valentine's
we need some
Day.
Callers 323-293-3375.
Do we have a rewind button?
You can.
Can we rewind live? Can they do that?
Ladies, ladies, do you go that? Into your fellas' jobs and just give them a blowjob and let them dip?
Has anybody
got you, ladies?
Anybody? Can y'all admit to it? Anybody?
Can go admit
I
that?
Can't admit to that shit. Hell
you
nah.
A man's job?
Nah, I've never done
blessing?
That.
Not at work.
Not at work? Oh, but in the car? In the parking lot?
Sure.
In the parking lot?
On the ride back from the OC.
At McDonald's? Where?
From the OC?
Do the drive-thru? Do the Jack in the Box drive-thru?
Yeah, the Jack in the Box drive-thru. Like, what you want, girl? What you want?
Extra crispy, bitch. Extra crispy.
Bitch. Yes.
Appropriate.
Damn. So what needs to go into our starter kit? We're going to give these dudes a starter kit, so if they got these items, they'll be successful. What can we put in it?
Liquor.
For the dudes
liquor?
To get the girl.
Liquor. Oh, you can't
rip,
lose
liquor.
With that. Liquor.
Off the
liquor.
Rip, the licks.
Liquor. There's got to be okay. some liquor
some
in,
licks
in the basket.
True. Are you saying licks?
Licks, that's what I call liquor.
Oh.
Oh.
So you don't lick.
Right. You meant yeah. like lick. that's separate on
me. Guys be hearing shit like, what? Do, do, do,
well,
do,
do,
do. Lick, lick. What's
lick,
you
lick. Who want to lick?
Yeah, yeah. Lollipop, what?
Liquor, okay.
What else? Liquor? Okay, liquor got to be in there. What else?
For the dudes to get to the girl?
That's to have on deck.
To have on deck for the V-Day.
Mm. How about some, you know, a little sexy little outfit for her to put on?
Okay.
Lingerie. So
okay.
If you get the gifts. If you get the lingerie, you gonna put it on?
I know. Are
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Now, look, she don't look like she want to put it on.
Here's the
she
thing.
Like, no. I'm talking about the lady that might be like,
that's what I'm
that?
Saying.
You know,
see,
I would be like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, it's
but
happening
what about
to
the
me.
Lady that's like, you know I'm having weight issues. Why you bring me this shit?
That's yeah, what needs something for sure.
You just got to know what to get her.
For every lady.
It depends.
Everybody can fit a thong.
Here's a UCLA t-shirt.
Look, everybody can fit a robe and shit.
Exactly. Long will fit every
get
ass.
Get her fucking robe.
Put on that t-shirt in the corner. Like,
it might
no.
be like a piece of dental floss.
Entire belt
know.
Around it.
That's it. Just a t-shirt.
Okay, sexy. Okay, that. Okay, sexy.
Sexy. All right, look. Sexy outfit could work.
Okay.
That's if you put it on. Look, do you assume, is it assumed who's your Valentine's going to be? Have you ever like a nigga came with some shit and you've been like, damn, what the fuck is this? Like, you surprised you was his Valentine?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was like, damn, I didn't even know I meant that much to you. Like, I didn't get you shit. But I'll take this.
Those are nice. Those are nice. Those are surprising.
That's when it's cool. You say thank
those
you.
Those are cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You have good manners. And you say thank you.
But then
you
that's
on.
A trap, though.
Good
that's
looking out.
That's a trap.
Damn. So you just be like, oh, man, you fucking nice, man. Thanks. Oh,
thank
man.
You.
Good looking out. So what you about
this?
To
how
do?
About this? How about this, ladies? You get a boyfriend right before Valentine's Day because you want Valentine's shit.
No, that's not true. Listen.
And then you break up with him the next day. But I'm going to tell you this, though. I've done that before. I know it's not cool.
Nah,
I done it.
Nah. Hey, look.
And I know there's ladies cool out there shit. That done it. I'm being real right now. I'm being 100% real right now.
That's not good karma.
I ain't mad at you.
Hey, trust me.
What did you get, though?
Oh, he got me a whole bunch of
what
shit.
What a sucker
motherfucker. Whoever that was.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
That was called 323-293.
Yeah, call right now.
3375.
I don't know who you was. My bad. I'm sorry for that.
Look, if I meet you 3 days before Valentine's Day, goddamn, you got to wait a full year, goddamn it.
We're going to see what your birthday hit like.
Hell yeah.
It was so long ago. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been in a relationship in plus 7 years. You know what I'm saying? I ain't celebrated Valentine's Day in plus that
many. You be tricking niggas for gifts. Yeah. That's why. You got to take a break. Like,
I learned from that situation. I was like, I don't like this person I'm becoming right now.
Yeah.
You had to take a break and check the play inside.
Oh, the mode.
I said, I don't like this person.
All right. Dang. Anything else go in the kit, the starter kit? All we got is drinks,
lingerie,
outfit.
Some oil.
Oh, some oil.
Massage oil.
What do we do with that?
Yeah. Okay. You know, a little massage.
You put it on.
Back, you rub my back.
You can start off with the hand.
Oh, start with the hand. The hand. People ignore the hand, huh?
People be ignoring the hand, go straight to the back and the booty.
Yeah. Like the hand, you can get mileage out there.
The feet.
Nigga, I run some
candles,
too.
You got to have some music. You got to have some music, though.
Yeah.
Music, man, though.
Because women will set the mood. That'll set the mood when she don't even think about it.
Valentine's Day mix.
What?
Yeah.
But look, what about how niggas be having, like, in their videos with their girl, they be having, like, turn-up music, like, I got two phones.
No, that's not
turn-up
music. You better go old school and get that New Edition out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to be like,
Johnny Gill.
Woohoo!
Get on that smooth.
Don't play it right now. You'll get it popping in the studio. Y'all better stop.
She want to get it popping. Okay. She want to get it popping.
You got your iTunes over there. You got your iTunes open.
Call in right now.
Don't play that. And it's raining outside.
Oh, it is. And you got that hen rock.
You got to have your candles. You got to have some amber lighting.
Candles.
You'll burn your crib down, man.
For somebody that says, just get me one rose, she knows exactly
what's all in the starter pack. She like, just give me some crackers, but I need that Louis Vuitton.
Oil. I need them chocolates.
Yeah.
I need that Swarovski Victoria's crystal.
Secrets. I said just on that one day. Uh-huh. Now we're not talking about the whole year.
But see, that's how you get shortchanged because you want it all on one day. You could get that shit all year long.
Spread it out.
Ladies, you got to be with a guy like me who does it all year long.
Mike, you got to do it all year long.
Knock it off.
Winner, winner. Winner, winner.
Chicken dinner.
I'm more of a birthday person. I need my birthday to be extravaganza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'd be waiting on it, huh? And you'd be judging it? Do you fucking give a rating and shit? Like, nigga, that was just a 7 and shit.
And it goes for a whole month, so you got to be able to, like,
celebrate your birthday the whole month.
I'm born in December. You know, I got to make up for it.
So you gotta refinance your house.
And you got Christmas.
Not a guy. Yeah.
And you got New Year's.
You got it hard out
man,
there.
Man, she be getting them. Yeah. And you're hating on me for doing what I do.
When it's his birthday, do you do the whole month too?
No.
Lady, stop it. Stop it. She like December all month, all about me. You get half of the day on your birthday. Like, damn, why you doing them like that?
Because when you're born near Christmas, you gotta make up for it. Folks be trying to give you
Christmas and the New Year's birthday.
That's bad.
Okay.
That's okay though. You know.
Right, fair
There's
enough.
Nothing wrong
fair
with
enough.
That.
Fair enough.
There's all right, nothing
look,
wrong with
hey,
that.
We're going to take a quick break, y'all. We're going to play a song. We'll be right back, all right?
All right.
Mike Robinson Boulevard. Holler.
Sound good.
Sorry I caught you off guard.
Small family of extra, extra terrestrial.
We met today for a reason.
I think I'm on the right track now.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Mike Robinson Boulevard, people.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Valentine's Day and expectations and things like that. It's hard on a brother. I think y'all said that. It's a lot of expectations on a brother in the
game.
And it's a lot of pressure. And sometimes what comes into play might be somebody's financial situation.
Okay.
Little do they know that basically, like Tony said, you could just write a poem and get one rose, and that shit might get you past the meet and greet. That's as far as that's going to go. But anyway, if money comes into play, Mr. Melrose right here has got the answer for you.
I got the answer. This is what you got to do, fellas. You got to get creative. Now, the most important thing on the date is personal interaction.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
A lot of niggas think all these little material things can make up for personal interaction. So here's my under $50 date.
Whoa.
Whoa. How to balling get a date cracking like for $50
loving on the budget.
Less.
I like to call this loving on the budget. Yes. Nigga on this poetry.
$50 on the budget.
Loving on the budget.
I smell a poem.
I love it.
First thing you do is.
Please tell me. Please tell me.
Tell him, Melrose. Tell him, baby.
This is what you want to do. You want to drive to the beach.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Get out, get one of them $15 hour double bikes.
Ooh, that's a
great
investment.
Double bike, and the most important thing you can do, fella, is sit in the front.
Ooh, okay. Be a leader.
Be a leader. Let her know that you in control.
You in control.
You ride the bike to Yogurtland.
Ooh, Yogurtland.
You pick the size because you know how much you're working with.
Pick the size.
Nope. At Yogurtland, you weigh it out.
You do the $5.
You don't know till she
fill it up. No extra shit, bitch. No extra shit.
Yeah.
No toppings, no none of that.
No toppings, no Skittles.
You say,
I'm
going to make this for you.
Right?
Two spoon that motherfucker. Two spoon it.
Ooh,
so you sharing the yogurt.
You sharing.
Bam, sharing.
It's more romantic. It's more romantic.
Wait. Are you saying two spoons in the single yogurt?
Two spoons in the single yogurt. This is a shared thing.
It's more romantic that way, trust.
This
is a shared thing. Y'all right there with the same yogurt.
Spooning right now. We spooning right now.
That's the
spoon. Oh, spooning.
Ooh, I feel like I've been on this.
So right now you at about what, like
$18? $18.
$18.
After you turn the bike in, get in your car, take her to your favorite Goodwill.
Wait.
You take her on a thrift motherfucking hunt for the perfect pair of jeans.
Wait.
And you sit there in there with her. Listen.
No.
We gotta pump the brakes on
this
thing.
Yes.
Okay, like, first of all,
take it to the Goodwill.
Goodwill can be pricey, though. Goodwill can be pricey, though.
Because you're not going to get a second date with this date.
Let me help you out.
First of all.
One at a time. Go.
First of all, you're going to pick her up. It's Valentine's Day. She's dressed. She got her heels. She's looking cute. And you're going to take her to ride a bike
at
the beach?
Before she even gets dressed, I'm going to let her know.
Okay.
This might be recreational. This
not that kind
gonna
of situation.
You're going to get active. We're going to interact.
Get your leggings, babe. I love you.
Yes.
I'm not going to put her in a skirt and high heels and put her on
a
bike.
That would be cute,
too. You say, babe, you look good just the way you are.
Oh, but look, you
can put the day, but after the yogurt, we went to the vintage spot. I'm like,
vintage spot.
But y'all ain't hearing
me out.
We scavenged
the perfect pair of jeans for you
to help you on that bike ride.
That 20 other people have worn,
but we're gonna wash them.
Okay,
we're gonna wash them.
Melrose, I think you're losing them, man.
No, I'm not. If they lost, they lost.
No, I'm here. I'm on this date with you, bro. I'm on this date with you.
After that.
I'm on a date with Tony and her Louis Vuitton box, okay?
We got Jazzy's on the date. What's next?
Listen, I know my man is hustling. We grinding in the streets.
We grinding.
He can't afford a lot of shit. So what's next after? What's next after I get the hand-me-down jeans? Let's go.
After we get the hand-me-downs, I'm taking you back to the crib where I prepared a very nice dinner and with the rest of my change.
You only got $12 left. What we eating?
Where's the rest of my change? No, listen.
Udon.
I got food in my motherfucking house already.
What kind of
dinner, man? In the house.
Oh, that's not a part of the 50, y'all.
Oh, yeah. What
kind of food? TV dinner?
Okay,
what?
Hey, but what did the jeans take us up to? 25?
We had
30?
25. So then,
okay.
$7 jeans.
I'm spending the rest.
Well, it is Goodwill.
on a couple bottles of wine and yada yada yada.
Bring two buck back Chuck,
to the joint. Some Charles Straw.
Charles Straw.
Booze Farms. We can get a solid bottle for 25.
You need some NyQuil.
I don't know what y'all drink, but a solid bottle.
What you gonna eat? Oh, you got food.
Yeah, food. You got some Advil.
What
kind of food? I got food.
What kind of food, dude? What are we talking? Tacos?
Whole family of EBT, my nigga. Like, food is nothing. That's why
shit.
I brought you to the house. Like, you really want to eat?
You're going
to
need
is
some time.
Is this still Valentine's Day? Shrimp? Or is the day we breaking up?
Is that it?
We got the EBT
is that it?
On
is everything?
That's it. That's bike riding, yogurt, shopping. Don't get it fucked up. Shopping.
No.
And dinner.
Ooh.
With some drinks.
With some libations.
And get 4 to 50.
I'm all about some vintage.
Now, look, ladies.
Okay.
However. Y'all got to take that exact date. How do you react to it? That exact situation.
I mean, I would go through the motions and, you know, oblige and find me. You know, I might come up and find me some fabulous Gloria Vanderbilt or something at the Goodwill. But, right. You know, come on.
But what's the rating? Man. Garbage?
I give him a 2.5.
Now, look, he talked
tried.
About interaction.
He's trying,
he talked
though.
About
He's
voice.
Trying. He loves you, though.
It's not about
it's the thought
activity.
That counts,
it's about you fucking with me and me
but
slapping you on your ass and you laughing
you
and we smiling and
Mel
all
Rose,
that good shit.
Let me tell
shit.
You, if you know that I love the beach and you take me to the beach on a bike ride and you want to get a tandem bike, I'm going to be all about it.
Okay.
See that? Okay, I like that.
If you know that I love
the beach. And I'm a beach girl. I live at the beach. I love it.
Damn, so you should have liked that. You should have been like, damn, Melrose, you're special.
He lost her at the vintage place.
Oh, when you got them clothes.
At Yogurtland.
What about you? What about you?
Yogurtland.
I think you lost me at the Yogurtland with the spoons.
Oh, with the two?
That's the old school.
Right
I can't afford
bike,
both. Let's just get the one.
Your throat was probably dry, though, right when you got off the bike. You probably would have appreciated it. No? Okay.
So like, I was rather have
a bottle
of water.
No yogurt. She wanted some.
Listen,
champagne.
I'm just trying to be in that situation with you. So
fuck
you know what I'm saying?
Jackie.
I'm
she
just
gonna
here.
Break up with you the next day. Don't believe that shit, bro.
You're done, Melrose.
She'll be all in it right there.
She got her belt from
you're
the vintage place.
Melrose.
And she done with you.
Listen,
she got her
I'm next ride or die. I'm ride or die
till the 15th.
I'm ride or die till debt do his part.
Ah, till debt do his part. That means tomorrow, nigga.
Lined up.
Yeah.
Tomorrow she's got.
No, but real shit. Though, that vintage shit, I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that. But there's some really cool shit at vintage stores, like old vinyls. You can get her like
that
pick out some
dope.
Nice little music.
Maybe a music star probably would have liked that more.
You know what it all boils down to, as you said, listening to what
she likes,
what she wants.
Because even just a beach ride with the Yogurtland, if you in a good conversation,
you
can spend 4 or 5 hours with somebody. You look up, you like, was we just eating yogurt and just chilling?
Right.
Oh, I like you. You ain't even been out to dinner yet.
Damn.
Who did y'all think I was talking about? I was talking about what she like. Like,
yep.
This
right. What she like within the budget.
And that's what she like.
I feel the boat rowing back.
There is a she.
Yeah.
That's what she like.
Okay.
I don't know about that, man. That's a good comeback, dude. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
All right, look. So, folks, I got a message for the guys out there who
What's
think.
What's the message,
that,
Mike?
Guys think they try a lot when they don't really try.
And
I'm a victim of it because I'm a victim.
Okay.
Anyway, so, gentlemen, I want to give you an example of somebody that's trying hard to get at their woman, and you should take some notes, man. POTUS, can you run the clip for us?
She ain't got clips.
Oh.
That's the nigga by the liquor store.
That's how they holler.
That's his maiden call right there. Look at that. Where's
that's the nigga standing by a whip.
My niggas, where y'all feathers at, man? Where your feather game?
Oh, right.
That's that Bentley call.
Is that the maiden call?
That's a Bentley call
isn't
right
that
there.
Fabulous, dude.
Like, look at me, I'm fabulous.
Ooh, wait for it, wait
That's
for
when
it.
The doors go up. That nigga put the doors up on
you. Suicide doors.
He fell.
Okay.
That's when you be like, damn, take my number, baby.
That's
when
it.
You do the mating, feather.
Is that a mating call?
That's a mating call, man. Okay. But that's a lot of effort right
that
there, man.
Like, that's when you're carrying all them feathers
on
your back.
If we did that shit, we'll get shot, dude. They'll be like, somebody's following me. Listen. So look, what's some lines guys have said Do you guys have any lines that stood out to you that you that was cool and you was like, damn, motherfucker?
Ooh, I've been waiting for somebody to ask me this all my life.
Oh, get him. Get with it.
His game was so good.
Oh, she's remembering. She's looking, looking. It was. Are you out there, dude? Like 323-293-3375. Right. Call in right
call
now.
In. Nigga call with in the right game. Now. You call said some in.
Fly shit.
In. He was in the service. He had just got back from Afghanistan.
Was he shot?
No, he was fine, but he made it back.
Okay.
And he got back and he was like, he looked at me. He was like, yo, smile. As dark as it was in Afghanistan, your smile could have lit up all of Afghanistan.
Wow.
Game! And he had just got back, so it was like, he was like, it was so real. Dark over there, but
man,
your
that's
smile.
That's the corniest shit a nigga.
With your yogurt land, Jeremy Spoon ass.
He's mad. He mad because he ain't never said no dumb.
He mad
because
he bought me two yogurts. I had my own yogurt, I bet you that.
Your smile could have
goddamn
lit
yogurt.
Up
he was happy.
Yeah,
he ain't got no yogurt land in Afghanistan.
It was so dark happy. And dark. You know what?
Melrose is like, that smile? Yeah, right.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. That's all. One liner like that.
That was some fly shit. That was some.
Yeah,
that's it. Came. It was sincere.
It's how he did it and how he said
it. It was how he said. Yeah.
He had his uniform.
You know when a dude got a line.
He had his hat on.
He was working on that all those dark lonely nights.
Yeah, he was practicing it.
When I get back, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. This sounds real.
Your smile light up the night like
nah.
What about
like
you?
So a bomb.
It was like the bomb.
Like the bombs blowing up around me.
Two spoons. Your two smile. Spoons.
The mushroom cloud lit up like that in the sky.
I like that.
So look, what did you do though? Did you just blush and stuff? Did you smile?
Did
you melt?
Wait, you fell in love.
We were already in our love thing, so it just added. That's what I'm like. It wasn't like a,
you just reiterated
you fell for the
love.
You fell
why
for
you
the
still kick game at your girl when you already got her? That's just wrong with y'all.
Man, that's the easy shit to do. It's easy to do it when you with somebody already. It's the hard part when you don't know somebody and you on the edge of the cliff ready to jump or not. And you say your shit. Wow. When I'm with you, I can say all kind of shit like, you look like Jack from the Beanstalk, baby, jumping down the sky, blah, blah, blah. Shit.
You know,
don't matter.
I was dancing with this guy because I love to dance.
Okay.
And he said, I'm smiling and it's not because I'm dancing. Because he was dancing with me.
That was better than the Afghanistan smile line?
I think only because he used that accent. Did he use that accent?
Yeah,
nigga in Compton don't talk like that.
First of all,
we have to Savoy, nigga. What you say, nigga?
I'm dancing.
I'm dancing.
At the Savoy.
Did you smile and laugh?
So you get an accent. Since you can,
yeah, that might work. That could help a nigga out. Listen, guys, talk to the accent.
Wow.
What about you, Jazzy?
You put that in the kit.
This one dude, he was like, bitch, let's fuck.
What?
Somebody you ain't know?
I was like,
run it.
You was
I think I'm in love.
Run it. Run it.
You know, I have to.
Run it.
Does that work?
There was a time I was in a foreign country and this guy walked up to me and said, let's go home and fuck. And I was like, oh my God, did he really just say that to me?
And then,
like,
but ladies.
Is this out the blue though? Is it out the blue? Like,
we're at the club, we're at the bar, we're talking, we knew mutual people.
So there's a time where it's like, I don't say shit else, but just get it cracked.
Just get straight to the point. Like, let's stop.
And then you
can
decide and shit, huh? Yeah. Right on the spot. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
This is a pickup
line.
That's
cool.
A pickup line.
Let's go fuck.
And I needed a ride home. I didn't, but I should have. I wind up walking 2 miles that night in a pair of Louboutins. And I was like, you know what? If I had said yes, I'd have been, my heels would have been in the air.
Damn.
And I'd have been comfortable.
Yeah. And you would have still had your heels because you were up and down.
I didn't have to walk.
When you was walking.
Right. I don't know.
Sometimes you miss out on opportunities.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? Just
got to
let it go.
Whoever wrote that poem,
scratch it.
So, fellas, that's the
line, fellas.
That's
the one
that shit works, man.
Just go fuck.
It's got to be the right time, though, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be the right time.
I'm going to be getting y'all
timing
in trouble.
Timing is everything.
That shit
like,
don't
you can't
work.
Be, like, hanging for your life and shit off a bill and like, hey, you want to fuck?
Mike, I said we got a poem.
I said, do you want to fuck me, bitch?
Mike, I think this is a poetry moment.
Who got the poem brewing? You do?
No, no, no.
Jazzy? Jazzy. Oh, Jazzy.
All right, here we go.
Let's go with your
poem. It's called Happy Valentine's Day, bitch.
Ooh.
Niggas.
Ooh.
I keep running into these guys that have no idea how to handle a woman like me. They can't help but grasp the fact I'm not like every other girl they meet. And you say you a real man? Okay, but what does that mean exactly? Because I'm a real bitch, and I'll tell you like it is. Okay, you want to fuck? I'm sexy as shit. Thank the lames before you for this, and I ain't even seen it, but I'm already bored with your dick. Where's the stimulation in my imagination? The orgasm in my passion? Where's the desire to see what lies deeper in a woman with talent? You say you want to get in my pants? Alright, I gave him a chance. How long can you last? Let's skip to the good stuff. Cuddling, kissing, holding hands. Valentine's Day, no interest in that. A man that takes me to his bedroom to fuck will only find that he can't last more than 30 seconds. Literally, like, what the fuck? Bad bitch in the streets, and I'm a freak in the sheets. But watch with this rap, I'm even freakier on a beat. But how about take me on a date, not to wine and dine, but to a stage? And say you want me to perform my songs, because I'd go all night if that's what turns you on. All
right.
I'm not the type to sit and call you all day long telling you how much I love you and need you. Wouldn't you rather have a bitch making business calls, getting paid, hustling that revenue? And I'm sorry, giving head, sure, I could use my mouth, but there's no goddamn more what these lips are about. What? Like spitting what's flowing out of my soul instead of spitting what's flowing to come from your bone. And actually, you gotta hear someone with a voice, with a tone, and aight. You the generous type. You rather eat a chick's pussy till she's squirting your eye. And it feels delight for a moment, then again comes the boredom. And all I can think about is my body dancing and performing. So you see, yes, sex is a very natural and normal thing. But then again, when have you ever met anyone as abnormal as me? So I'm sorry, real man, real nigga, or however real you may be. But I guess you ain't real enough to please little old me. I'm just a little girl with a really big dream, and I see much more you can do other than pull out that dangly thing. I got way more on me than sex on my mind, so please, real man, respect a real bitch on her grind. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bitch, nigga.
Damn.
Damn.
She just killed niggas with words.
I hope y'all was ready for that.
Murderous.
I actually was not ready.
So where's the sale on chocolate?
Are
we strapped in? Are we going on?
Melrose,
if someone, if you went on, if you picked up your date
and she had
on Valentine's Day, she just bust that shit out with that
poem.
What would you do?
He would buy her own yogurt.
Okay, I know that's right.
You take both spoons and shit.
You take both spoons, baby.
I think he might.
I tell her, get on the phone, make them fucking calls, do your shit. Man. Let me see what you're working with. Fuck it, do your shit.
Okay.
That's what make you hot. Like, do that shit.
Call in 323-293-3337.
Get on the phone then. Make sure
Shit
happen.
You talked about Minutemans. Can you also tell a Minuteman?
No, I didn't talk about Minuteman. I talked about 30 seconds.
Oh, 30
seconds.
I gave him
too
much.
Minuteman.
Half a minute.
He's a half a
Can you tell, though?
Can like, I tell what?
Like, is there an aura about a 30-second nigga?
You know how you said you could tell a circumcised?
Is there an aura? Is there a 30-second aura?
Dick whisperer.
Man,
dick whisperer.
I'm just saying.
Can you tell? Anybody? Can anybody tell?
I don't know, man. I think
Are
it's just
surprised?
Like, it's just right in that moment. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a stick and go. It's just like this. Oh, bitch, I'm done.
Viagra's really
like,
fucked
damn.
Up the game, though, you know?
Viagra fucked up the game?
Viagra don't teach you how to do your motions.
It,
it
doesn't,
just keeps
but
you,
it helps you. It
It'll
does,
teach
it,
you how to
it,
stroke.
It limitates the 30 second. The 30 second turns into 3 hours.
Ah. We
That's
seem
a
like
long
a lady
ass
who's
time.
Perturbed
exactly.
over here.
Yeah. 3 hours? How many positions can you do in 3 hours? Like, you know that many
all
positions?
Of them.
Yes.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. We're going to
do
this again.
You can do a lot of them.
What, you going down the book?
Nigga be ironing his clothes and shit. Like,
Shout out to Kama Sutra.
We're going
to
do the press, too. Now the Sting.
That's like that dude Sting be having like...
Kama Sutra.
What's that shit? Yeah, Kama Sutra. Like, he do like 24-hour sessions. Yeah. Allegedly. Damn.
You gotta use your mind.
I ain't never, man.
So what's the longest sex you ever had?
Forever.
I could.
Forever.
Nigga, I'm still doing it right now. And shit.
I'm still in that
I'm
shit
in my
right.
mind.
Right now.
Wow. Right. There's a bitch under right here right now.
Yeah.
I said she going in ridiculous. Right now.
I walk around fucking in my head.
Oh.
It never stops.
Why stop?
That's right.
My limitations don't limit me.
The longest time that I ever had sex was 6 hours. And that's not constantly beating. It's just like relaxing in the bed and enjoying each other. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't 6 hours. Shit.
What?
That's 6 minutes.
Jesus. 1 minute, then an hour.
We lay down 2 minutes, for an hour.
Yeah.
Right. We kick it, talk,
and then we slept for like 4 hours, yeah, and we got up, and then went back in, and then took another nap.
Yeah. That's 6 hours.
I know, you're right.
Nah, dude. He would be like Incredible Hulk and shit.
Exactly.
Nah, he wasn't. He was just normal. Just normal. Normal niggas can do it.
You know.
I have rhinos. I have rhinos something for several hours.
Shout out to what? To kale?
Shout out to all the natural man who be eating that kale.
Oh, kale? Kale is the trick?
The Rhine and Dine. Niggas not
shout
on the
out to
Rhine
our ladies
Dine.
Who be drinking a pineapple.
Melrose
juice.
Be talking about the Rhine.
The Rhine and Dine. Man, my nigga, the basic shit, liquor store yatted us. Like the 5,000, the 7,500.
What is Rhine and Dine?
Just go to the gas station.
I
want to
know.
Just go to the gas station and be like, where the rhinos? You can be like, what you want, a 5,000, 7,500? I've rhined and dined.
Is it a drink?
What? Is this a pill?
It's a pill.
Oh, I seen those.
That little pill you be seeing.
I seen the rhino pills.
That's like
off the market Viagra.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit, man.
You don't fuck with the rhino?
Man, I'm scared of them bath salts and shit. I wouldn't be able to know
the
difference.
That's
what happened to Lamar Odom. He mixed it with a regular Viagra.
He had a rhino with a Viagra.
See, it's not FDA approved. You can't trust
that shit. Turned his heart into concrete.
Oh, damn.
That shit.
See ya.
Hey, look, what about the looks, man? Do y'all like these dudes that be like groomed up and shit? Y'all like your men groomed up?
Of course.
Like niggas had their eyebrows done and shit.
Oh, hell. What the hell?
Manscaping is very important. That's all I have to say.
Manscaping. Oh, so you like dudes that do their eyebrows?
Not the eyebrows, no, manscaping.
Yeah, shave your shit.
You want to trim it up. Like shaved?
Yeah, like a little grooming.
I'm good. I need you to come with everything hairy.
With your mandingo?
All of that.
El natural,
yeah,
baby.
All natural.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go savage with it. I don't care.
Yeah, I like it groomed.
You know what I'm saying? You guys? Mm-hmm.
I'll help you out if you can't do it.
Really?
I know how to work a razor.
You got your special
kit. I got my grooming kit.
You bring your kit with you?
Fellas.
On the bus. Coming to your door.
On the two-seater.
Call in right now. She got the hookup.
Open your legs, baby.
That's how she got that month birthday. You trimmed them down. And he was like, I got you all month.
All month.
You know.
She plucked his shit
back.
One hair at a time.
You ain't got to do the boyzillion. I'm not down with the boyzillion, but you need to groom. You need
so
to
wait,
trim
wait,
it up.
Fellas, you want the ladies groomed? Man. You want the fellas waxed and shaved up and down?
Yeah, fellas. What do you like? I had this conversation with my 70-some-year-old really uncle.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
He likes it with hair.
He does. Because
he's a grown-ass man.
He's a man of
I think it's torturous to put some duct tape on your ass and rip that shit off, man. That shit is torturous.
Some fellas like the bush, though.
You got to no pain, no gain.
The smooth is where it's at.
The smooth is the groove.
The smooth is the groove. The smooth is where it's at.
Okay. How about she shaved yesterday so it's still a little prickly?
That's cool.
That's why you gotta wax it. You gotta wax that. Cool.
Man beard and shit.
I got the best waxer in the world. She's quick, fast, doesn't hurt at all.
Wow.
Damn.
Nice and smooth.
So your guys gotta be groomed up, all that.
So you use the wax on him?
Have you ever waxed somebody's back?
No. But I did send someone to my waxer to do a little waxing.
On his back?
But he went. I didn't know he was going to get his back waxed. So he walked in and she announces in the whole room.
Well, you knew that nigga looked like an ape and shit.
He went in and she embarrassed him in front of the whole waiting room. Are you here to get your back waxed?
Oh my gosh. I shaved my homeboy's back before.
Really?
He was going on a date with the girl he liked and he thought he knew for sure that was the night.
Really?
And he was like, yo, I need you to shave my back. And I was like, you crazy. He was like, he brought the clippers to my house.
Yeah, no, really, though.
He was like, no, I'm about to hit that
tonight.
I can't get this one part right here.
What's
going to happen when you get with her? He was like, then she going to shave. And I was like, okay, I got you.
Said, edge it up, too. Edge
I got
it up.
You. Edge
yeah.
It up.
Did you edge fade it? Did he have two different.
Yeah, I had to fade it up, you know?
Damn.
See, grooming is important.
Yeah. And he got some that night?
He did.
Okay.
What about cologne? Niggas need cologne?
Man, don't.
No. Well, I'm allergic to fragrance, so I prefer
odorless
have their
condoms.
Natural body, fresh odors.
Nah, you gotta smell nice.
Yeah.
I love that fragrance.
You better use some natural lavender, some lemon, some citrus.
Yeah, I want to smell your real, because everybody has their own scent they leave.
And everybody has their own body odor, stank scent.
No, you got to be clean about it, though.
You got to be clean.
So you never been with somebody that just got out of the shower, they still stink.
No,
not more than
like
once.
A medical issue.
Exactly.
Don't call us. Call 911.
Be the last time. Goddammit.
Yeah. Wait, did you wash your ass? Wash your ass still stinks.
That sound like a teenager, nigga. Did you wash, nigga? Right. That sound like my son.
I heard the water running.
You know there's some soap in here, right?
Y'all did you get your ass in the shower? You just put the water on.
Don't come around me stinking like shit.
Oh, man, dude. Melrose, you want to talk about some shop shenanigans?
Shop shenanigans. Okay. The other day, I was cutting a nigga hair, and his girlfriend came in tripping.
Tripping?
You took his line back. You took his line back.
She was
managing his line for him.
But I'm like, babe, this nigga line is back. Like, that's not me.
Yeah, God did that.
This nigga line is back.
What was she waiting in the car? She saw you go for the hand. She was like,
She came in like on some real. Like, you took his line back.
Damn. Yeah. Like, somebody like that, they just bring so much stress in the relationship. She probably took the line back.
That's I know. Oh, true that.
She took it back.
His hair is falling.
Hair
out.
By hair. Stress. Right, exactly.
And I'm like, baby, he
don't even know. Like, what you mean my hair pushed back?
Like,
my barber.
Yeah, the dude can't even go into the barber and just, like, chill. The bitch got to come in.
Me and him talked about this line for years. Like, nigga, we both understood your line leaving you.
Yeah, dude. He's not your friend.
We already had this conversation.
To the best of us.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Man. Dude, it's drying up. The water's drying up, man. Yeah. Damn, dog.
And then what happened? So what'd she say?
I was just like, my bad.
Did he start crying?
I'm looking at him like, you a bitch-ass nigga. Damn. This was a bitch-ass nigga moment. Like, my nigga.
Got your woman following you.
Like, nigga, get your girl, my nigga. Like,
damn. Y'all be having controlling dudes, anybody?
Oh, hell
no.
No.
Did I hear her poem, nigga? Sit down. I'm going to make the phone call. Did you hear the poem, bitch ass nigga?
Excuse me. What you
doing? What do you want? Valentine's or me making this money, nigga?
You telling me to go grab you some what? Water? Hell no. Nah. I ain't getting you no water.
I got the fuck you
ain't getting no water?
You too got to cater to
I love
man,
to humble myself bit. And have a man put me in my place. Call 323-29.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Come on.
Put her in her place.
She wants to humble herself. Man, that's a lady that wants a man right there, man.
But they not controlling. It's not controlling. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's just,
take, you know?
Yeah.
You got to cater to your man.
Now, you know what? You're right.
It's a little, you know, when you out there. You know, you out and he like, babe, let's go and you do that.
She want to get choked.
So yesterday, you know, and he like, babe.
Hey, what you doing over there?
Babe, let's go. You got to go. You know. That's
no, she like, hey, look, come here. What you up
there? No, but seriously, though, controlling relationships are a big, big problem. No, for real. They really are.
No,
like,
it is.
Like, I'm just so strong in how I think because I've been in one of those situations before and he was so controlling. Like, don't wear that. Don't talk to that dude.
Oh,
don't
really?
Do that. What you doing, bitch? What you here? Da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, so ladies out there, if you're being controlled by your man or vice versa, please just stand up for yourself and realize you don't need that. If you want to be like that, you know what I'm saying? That's fine. But if
ladies,
you,
free yourself.
But
men,
don't,
you're stuck.
Nigga, if you want your hair thick on the top, say it. Tell her, nigga. You ain't got to.
My fellas, you've got no way out, buddy. Just go ahead and enjoy.
It's a give and take.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Nah, definitely. So here's a question for you. What would you rather? What would you rather, ladies? Would you rather a rich Minuteman or a broke Mandingo?
I love it. Explain what Mandingo is.
That's a BBC dude just putting this full smash down.
Oh, got you.
But he's broke.
Okay.
But he's creative, like Melrose.
Okay, he broke, but the dick works. Or right. The bankroll is on, but the dick don't work.
Exactly. He's a Minuteman. So you do get 1 minute.
Damn, but hey, sometimes that minute can be a long time.
That's why I was like,
a moment.
That could be the best minute of your life.
Yeah, take some acid pills.
Done.
Oh, it's lasting forever. No, really. So y'all say yes? Minute man? Everybody say Minute Man Rich?
No, I'm going with the Rich Minute.
You going with the Rich
Minute?
I want
the Rich Minute. She going to be
shallow.
You're
going to
be shallow, I will too.
I'm going for the rich minute because he done put
the helicopter like
he been working. The other dude been fucking bad bitches and he ain't made no money. The other dude been fucking doing something right with that minute that he got left over, and I'm glad you gave it to me. Let's go.
Make that minute last. But
I'll take that minute.
But
because I got work to do too. Let's take that minute.
Yeah, I'm busy.
I'm good.
You can multiply those minutes, okay?
That's good.
Rich Minute Mans, please call in 323-293-3375. Because I'm looking for you right now.
A minute left on the show, fellas.
Hey, well, we're going to play a song because Jazzy brought a song for us, one of your singles. You want to tell us about it real quick before we pop that in?
Yes, this is my single Paper featuring Big Suave, which is... Oh, this is my new song called Don't Fuck Around. This ain't even out yet, so y'all can enjoy this.
This is a real,
some real hip hop shit.
Y'all do for that. This my new
real hip hop shit, West Coast shit.
Don't fuck around.
Exclusive.
Yes, sir.
Listen. Hey, one more time. Hold up.
Something about the bass on the Bombay.
The bass.
Told my big homie about the Bombay. Drown a couple bodies in these damn flows. Yeah, shed this fire, I'm the fire hose.
Yeah.
I don't mean to rain on your parade, though. Close bit and get frostbitten, no mittens, cascades, no whoa. Mars like a cage bird, no Gucci mom.
Yup, yup.
Take off like a jetpack, airplane. Photo cousin, swag, swag, dab down.
Whoa.
Haters throwing shots, miss your jib jab. Hawaii to LA, down to Atlanta. I'm the same MC, you see me rapping from my gut. Ready but no booty, but a cutie with a body that can body. Every microphone make your go twerk the booty, booty.
Whoa.
I'm a wordaholic and the queen of song. With a monster flow, that's King Kong. Jitty, jitty, bang, bang, that drum. Running on a beat, you couldn't catch me like a leprechaun. But if you're sipping something like a cup of dawn, let me tell a story, get a rundown. Everybody saying what they doing now. Obama's out the White House, turned into a Trump town. With the army, that's a Mac ton.
Yeah.
Big city, big hustle, get a lot done.
Yeah.
Big mouth, big muscle, cat, hot tongue.
Yeah.
Forfeit already, send it only for foot ton. Flipping, ripping, and gripping, I beat the chump on. Living in the jungle, left your ass back at a bone. Not bridging the gap, no cricket, rickety, rickety, go bigger. They pick if I get my flow. Holla. I must be doing the most, but still little girl with big goals.
Yup,
music's in me like the Holy Ghost, so unravel lyrics like scrolls. Most never come back to living in these streets, but I'm still at home in my hood, sweet home. You can stay up in your suite. I don't need your penthouse.
Nope.
Never gonna take an L. Only when I lose sleep. Wait, got weight like a barbell. Get it. Wait, you up like a Uzi. With a flow that go harder than marble granite.
Whoa.
I'm an epidemic, poetic justice, I'm Dana.
Whoa.
I got all the juice of pomegranate, famished for the truth they fabricate. It's poison with the ferment, it's a bubbly baby.
Dago.
Popping like a tire hit a pothole.
Whoa,
damn, see your backpack on. Move harder than a beetle in the Congo. She keep it moving on tracks like cargo.
Take off.
She about a one, baby.
Baby.
You came out the mud, I came like sliding at an earthquake. Take off like a t-shirt, Migos. Here go, I go harmonizing with the game. Ain't no separating. She hip hop, baby. Yay. Forever a hip hop, baby. Yay.
Yup.
Forever a track, baby. Yay.
Oh,
Jazzy!
Hey. Jazzy in a place to be, yeah.
Jazzy.
That shit was dope.
Hot
man.
Shit,
banging, man.
Hot shit,
do it, Jazzy. Yeah.
That shit was hot. A nigga wanted to dance for real, man. That's that music you bring on a
that's
little
the
Valentine's
beat.
Shit, huh? Like, baby, you ain't going to sleep, goddamn it.
That's the Valentine's Day music.
Damn, man, I wanted to get that off before we had to get out of here, y'all, man. We up against
that.
An hour, man. It goes by fast.
Yes, it
man.
Does.
It time
fun.
Flies
really
when you're having
fun. Pure. A lot of fun.
We could have done two more hours.
Right.
All
right,
man. So I'm going to go around you guys. Tell me all your info and where you're going to be next or what you're doing. Melrose.
Melrose Uncut. Follow me everywhere. MELLROZ. And be on the lookout for my brand new grand opening of the Melrose Experience. That's my new barbershop, man.
Come that's hot, man. Give it up, man.
Hi,
y'all. Mike Robertson. Thanks for joining Mike Robertson Boulevard. You can find me at King Mike Boogie on all my little stuff. Mike Robertson on Facebook. And I'm just doing this radio show, man. Having
Mike,
fun.
We love it.
Boogie.
I am going to be in New York 2 weeks. So on a Friday night in New York, I'm going to be getting busy. So look out for my post for that, too. All right, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. It's your girl Jazzy, J-A-Z-I-H-I. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And check out my website, Jazzy Music Hawaii, for all the updates on me and my new album coming out, The Other One. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
I love talking shit.
Yeah. Oh, you got to come back for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Akilah.
What's up? This is Akilah Aluko. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Akilah B Funny. I'm hosting my own show at the Improv Space by UCLA. It's an all-female show this month. So.
Oh, nice.
I'm looking forward to that, and some shows coming out by the end of this year, so just look out and stay tuned.
I am Tony Ringgold. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, also on Instagram, Chef Tony Ringgold. I do a little chefing.
A little chefing, huh?
Put some good stuff in your belly.
Oh, fellas like to eat.
Valentine's Day chefing.
And
do you wear lingerie?
I sure do.
You sure do.
Keep it hot and sexy.
That's you, right. Do you cook in lingerie?
I do. I can cook butt-ass naked as well.
All right, let's go.
Like not burn myself.
Butt-ass naked.
So that's Tony Ringgold. I'm getting back in the comedy jam, so look out for me coming out.
All right, nice.
Many shows.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Shut up.
All right, y'all. Well, shoot, man. That's what it is. We at Mike Robertson Boulevard. Thanks to the POTUS for having us again.
Hey.
Woo! Thank you.
Live on Morris Media Live, and y'all can catch the replay on YouTube, on the Morris Media Studios web page, YouTube page. So let's get it cracking. We out of here.
Oh yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah.